Exclusive GOP candidate Jennifer Ruth Green. Small donations in a recession prove grassroots support. By Robert Krajcik on August 24, 2022. Jennifer Ruth Green, the Republican nominee to represent Indiana's 1st congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives, said to SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlowe that her campaign's reception of small donations during a recession reflects authentic grassroots support. "When I started this race, the district was rated likely Dem. Then it moved to leaning Dem, and now it's a toss-up," said Jennifer Ruth Green. "I think that's largely a function of fundraising. We have a grassroots effort, and our average donation size in the second quarter was $78, and that speaks volumes. We're in the middle of a recession," she added. "And here we are having people who are going to give over and above. Knowing that expenses are tight right now, simply for the sake of helping this campaign move forward. And so, Hoosiers deserve better. They believe they deserve better, and they believe that I'm going to be able to give that to them." Green described her opponent, Representative Frank Mervin, Dean, as a good man who had, however, taken to these socialist ideas and really embraced them. She rebranded the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act as the Inflation Expansion Act while noting Mervin's support for the Biden administration's push to add 87,000 IRS agents. "In the middle of a recession, he wants to pass the Inflation Expansion Act," she stated, "and he's going to hire the 87,000 IRS agents that are going to be responsible for collecting the billions of dollars that are going to be necessary to sustain this bill." She continued, "I'd rather have 87,000 more Border Patrol agents." Green noted how artificially increased energy costs due to government-driven actions are hurting American families. "We are raising taxes on the middle class," she remarked. "We're increasing energy costs when energy was the root of the problem to begin with. We're weaponizing the IRS. We're making people's lives harder, and ultimately, at the end of the day, we were better off yesterday than we are today. And we cannot afford to re-elect Congressman Mervin." Green identified China as the primary political threat to American national security in contrast with the Biden administration's stated focus on domestic terrorism. "The biggest political threat to the United States is China, with a great clarity," she said. She added, "President Biden's national security strategy listed our number one enemy as domestic terrorism." Indiana's 1st congressional district has been held by a Democrat since 1928.